I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend. Hey, T. Gidd, man, he's one of our board of directors. You got to love the Ragin' Cajun. He's always just a hoot to talk to. But Barbecue Bob, we were going to talk a little bit about wild turkey. Now, I'm going to preface this with I have never cooked one because I have never shot one. I've only attempted three or four times, and I was unsuccessful. Probably a lot of guys are laughing because there's so many of them around, they're almost impossible to not get. But I know they can't smell me, so I must be moving too much. What's your thoughts on that, man?
I don't have any thoughts on that.
No?
I'm still thinking about that Cajun duck.
Oh, well, we can talk about that too. But if you got a wild turkey, generally, once again, you're a lot of guys that I've been told, that I know, just breast the thing out. They don't really want to eat anything other than the breast. But once again, it's skinned, it's wild poultry, it's going to be lean, just like the pheasant that we talked about.
There's opinions all over the place on how guys do those. I would like to just try deep frying a whole one sometime because it works so great on a domestic turkey.
So you got to pluck it, though, then, right?
I know. And the thing is, the legs are tough as heck because they run around all day.
Right. Yeah, the domestic ones are.
I guess that's why they breast them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The meat's not as white either. You got to get used to seeing kind of a little bit darker meat on your breast meat, but it's so good. I think doing the bacon wrap on those and smoking them is still one of my favorites. And let's say maybe you don't turkey hunt.
Right.
Because that's a majority of people.
Right.
You can still go to the supermarkets and get some of those Jennie-O turkey breasts.
Well, yeah.
And you can put some nice Cajun rub or whatever your favorite apple rub, anything you like, you can make up your own little salt and pepper rub and sugar and then throw that in the smoker and bring that up to about a $1.60, $1.62.
Right.
And pull it, wrap it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, a domestic turkey breast off a smoker, you let it set a half hour, you wrap it, bring it to about $1.62 and wrap it and just set it on the counter and let it rest. And let those fluids find their way back to where they belong.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, my gosh, that is so good.
Right.
I mean, right off the smoker.
Yeah.
Man.
Really good.
I mean, especially if you're like most of us, eating out a bunch or whatever and eating somebody else's, however they overcooked it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice to have one perfectly done.
Right.
But I love turkey breast and chicken breast on a smoker.
Right. Well, let me talk a little bit about a pheasant, okay? I have bird dogs, had them all my life. I don't now. I've got a lap dog. My buddies call it a burr magnet because it's a labradoodle, and if it ever got in the woods, it'd just be a ball of burrs. But anyway, I used to do a lot of pheasant hunting, and we had a similar situation with them, is that the breast meat and a little bit of the thigh is usually good on a pheasant because you're usually shooting the younger ones. They don't get real old. You know, but anyway, what I've done with pheasants, and this is on thegrillingguys.com, is a brined and smoked bacon-wrapped pheasant. So we talked about wrapping them in bacon. I wrap the whole bird in bacon, but I think the important part of this right now is the brine. And brine is a solution that imparts moisture into the meat of the bird. So what you want to do, and this recipe, I'm going to tell you right up front, is for 10 birds. It's not, so a pheasant is pretty small. A guy can eat an entire pheasant breast himself, right? And most of the time, the season just opened October 20th, last week. And there are farms in Michigan where you can still go get birds, but they're few and far between. Most guys go out to hunting preserves and have the birds put out in the morning, and then you come in later and hunt them with your dogs and clean up and so on. It's a lot of fun, but you know that's you want to do something with these birds. So let's talk about a brine. A brine for these 10 birds, it's going to be a big batch. You could do the math and cut it down, but you're going to want to do half a dozen of them anyway if you got them. 10 birds, I got 2 gallons of unsweetened apple juice. I've got 3 cups of kosher salt, a cup of brown sugar, and then a tablespoon of black pepper. Now, what I'm going to do is take one of those 2 gallons of that apple juice, all the salt, all the brown sugar, and the black pepper, and bring it to a boil, okay, to break down the salt and the sugar and get it into solution form. Okay, so you bring that to a boil, and then I take it off, and I pour the other gallon of apple juice, which is cold, in there, because what I want to do is I want to bring that brine temperature back down to about 40 degrees before I put my birds in it.
So you might make this up in advance and just throw the whole thing in the fridge.
Perfect. Yeah, exactly. And so that brine, and that'll keep, as long as you don't have the birds in it, that stuff will keep a few days, the brine will. But when you get it back down to cool, it's time to put the birds in the brine. And I'm going to do a 12-hour brine. And with 10 birds, what I do is I take a dry cooler, I line it with a garbage bag. Make sure that you use a garbage bag that doesn't have some, like, Febreze scent on it or something like that. You don't want just a plain trash, 13-gallon trash bag, you know, the white ones you use in your trash can.
Or maybe a food-grade bucket.
Yeah, either one. But what you want to do, the idea is to put the birds in there and get them submerged in the brine.
So are these breasted?
No, these are the whole bird.
I might be more inclined then to go with a bucket because
sharp
if you
ends.
Use a bag,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
it is full of little prickly bones.
Right. So good idea if you've got a clean bucket. And so fill that thing. And then what I do is put a bag of ice in with it as well because I want these things to brine at a cold temperature, even if I got it out of the fridge. So in about the 11th hour of this brine, fire up your smoker. And I'm going to bring this thing to 250 degrees, get it right where I want it. Take them out of the brine, let them dry, and for 15, 20 minutes.
And how long are you brining?
12 hours.
Okay.
Is what I'm going to do. Take them out and let them dry. Wrap them in the bacon, and you're not going to move these in the smoker. So you can lay the bacon over top and have the bottoms touch as close as they can. Under the bird,
right?
Because
they're not moving.
Right,
hopefully.
Roast them back down, breast up, right, and wrap that bacon around there, and then just let them smoke. And you're taking these to 165 degrees, depending on the weather when you're smoking these things. If it's cold, it's going to take longer. I usually take my remote thermometer and stick it in the breast of one of the birds, and just monitor it till I hit that 162, 165 degrees. And then pull them off.
So why do you bring them up that high?
Just because I want that bacon to get done. And I don't want any, you know, like anything else, you don't want anything.
But it's wild.
Well, I understand. But I don't want any red blood anywhere in there when you cut it away. And so that's just my temperature. You could probably do it a little lighter if you wanted to. But with the bacon, you're not really too worried about drying them out. Because it's going to seal all that in there. But, one thing I did forget, too, is you needed two of your most favorite beers. Because those things are going to smoke for at least a two-beer smoke, and you're going to want just a nice fall beer.
So let's say you're refrigerator-challenged, and you're the average guy who just doesn't have a lot of refrigerator space because you got kids and all that, mother-in-law living with you. You can also use a cooler, and you can put your brine in an old cooler that you don't mind smelling like apple.
Right.
And throw all that mixture cold in there. And then take your garbage bag, put your bag of ice inside a garbage bag, throw that on top of it, and let that sit for 10, 15 hours in the garage. You don't, because you might not have the space in your refrigerator, but you want to keep it cold.
Yeah,
and coolers are great for that.
They are. Coolers keep stuff warm better than they do cold in most cases, and we've talked about that in the past.
Depends on where you're at.
Right. But that recipe, I know you didn't need to write that down in the dust on your dash. It's on thegrillingguys.com. You search recipes for brined and smoked pheasant, and you will find that in there. Give it a try. And if you do, shoot us a note on Facebook and let us know how it went.
Yeah, and give us a like, too. Grilling Guys/TheGrillingGuys.
All right, coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station with a little man-law and a really good pork chop. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards. Located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards. Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.